in our youth group and in children's ministry. It's the greatest joy we have. The greatest joy, except for our own kids.
我们在跟这些孩子打交道的过程中呢，我们真的是充满喜乐。
In John chapter 9, verses 4 and 5, it's a very familiar story. The entire chapter 9 is one story.
那么，福音的这个九章呢，是一个非常我们大家非常熟悉的故事。那么，整章呢，讲的一个故事。
And Jesus heals a man who had been born blind.
那么，耶稣呢，就这个救治了一个生了眼瞎的人。
And he healed him on the Sabbath, the day that no work was supposed to be done.
那天呢，本来是不可以做工的，那个是安息日。
So naturally, the religious leaders were confused. They didn't understand if this man was from God, how was he breaking the law?
所以呢，这些很有正义感的这些文士们，他们就变得很糊涂。本来这是一个来自上帝的、很正直的人，怎么可以违法呢？
And Jesus reveals himself in the book of John and says, something greater than the Sabbath is in your presence.
那么在约翰福音当中呢，耶稣就显明了他的身份。那么他跟这些人讲说，比安息日更大的人来了。Can
we pause and pray?
我们先停一下，来一起祷告。Lord,
we thank you for bringing us together in the name of Jesus.
主啊，谢谢你把我们聚在一起，在你的名下聚集。
You are certainly the greatest, being God Almighty among us.
我们中间全能的神。
Please reveal yourself to us through your word and give us eyes to see and a heart of understanding.
主啊，请你通过你的话语，将你自己显明给我们，照亮我们心中的眼睛，打开我们的耳朵。
Please remove anything that might confuse us and give us your truth.
挪去任何恐吓我们的事情，把你的真理彰显给我们。
As through communion, we have surrendered our hearts to you and asked that you would speak to us plainly.
那么刚才通过托比，我们把我们心交给你，求你亲自对我们讲话。
Please be glorified now, we ask in Jesus' name.
我愿你的名得荣耀，奉主耶稣的名祷告。
So, the confusion for the religious leaders of the day is the same for us. We must not be confused. We are to work the works of God who has called us.
那么宗教领袖他们的这种迷惑呢，现在我们也是常常面对的。那么我想跟大家说的是呢，我们不要迷惑我们呢需要做主攻。
And we're not to be distracted by the world and worldly ways. The love of God is not in the worldly ways.
那么我们必须记住呢，不要为世上的事或世上行事的方式呢，分神，不要被这些事分神。我们要记住呢，我们的目标是要爱神。
We are the light of the world, and we are to shine brightly while it is day.
我们这世上的光应该像光一样，让我们的明光照耀。
I thought of that this week as I saw pictures and video from Hong Kong where Christians were standing for what they believed in.
那么这周呢，我看到香港的基督教徒们，他们为他们的信仰而战。
And my heart of love and compassion for people being oppressed was troubled.
用我的心呢，看到这些被压迫的人，我呢真的深表同情，并且心里边也是很迷惑。
And even though the government has facial recognition software, these students and people were pulling and left their faces completely exposed.
那么政府呢，有一些软件，通过这个软件呢，可以显明这些示威者、这些学生的这个面孔。
And because of that, they are easily identified and can be easily found. And all of this is difficult to bring into a sermon, but I hope you understand it's about us shining brightly.
这些呢，在这个讲话中呢，谈起来呢有点困难，但是呢，我希望你们理解。 我们的生活目标呢，就是要像门光一般照耀在这个世上。
There are things for us as Christians that dim our light. When we, if the lights were dim, what is it that dims our light?
有的时候呢，作为基督徒，我们生活呢可能暗淡无光。那么大家想一下，是什么让我们的生活暗淡呢？
There are basically three things: the spirit world, the worldly systems, and then ourselves.
主要呢有三种事情，让我们活不出神的光。那么一个呢就是世界，的诱惑，还有呢世界的这个体系，还有我们自己。
And John says to his young believers in the epistle, 1 John chapter 2. I'll read it and then. Okay.
那么在这个约翰的书信当中啊，约翰一书第二章。
He says in verse chapter 2 verses 15 through 17, Do not love the world nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world. The world is passing away, and also its lust.But the one who does the will of God lives forever.
好，那么约翰一书二章十五节。不爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和世上的情欲都要过去。唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
And now we go back to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 9.
那么我们回到约翰福音第九章。
He says we must, this is verses 4 and 5, we must work the works of him who sent me as long as it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. While I'm in the world, I am the light of the world.
好，那么这里呢，是这么说的，要我们呢，要趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来者的工。黑夜将到，就没有人能做工了。我在世上的时候是世上的光。
So there will be different seasons in your life as a follower of Christ.
那么作为耶稣的信徒呢，在生命的不同阶段，那么有不同的施工。
Sometimes you have freedom to share and love and do what God's will is in your life in the open.
有时候呢，你可以有在公共场合分享耶稣、分享福音的这个自由。
Other times there are storms and difficulties that we create ourselves, and then also there's outside influence that mess things up.
那有的时候呢，我们生命当中可能会遇到风暴，或者是我们自己制造的，或者是呢一些外在的因素造成的。
And the more you try to take a stand and share the love of Jesus with others, it seems the more the resistance increases.
那么你越是为主站立，想把他的爱和福音呢传播出去，那么遇到的阻力呢也越大。
Anybody out there that sails in a sailboat?Anybody? I know there's one or two in the room. Sailboat, boat that sails. Well, the heavier the force coming towards you, if you trim your sail just right, you can actually go faster.
你其实呢，如果你训练得当的话，这个阻力越大，你其实。可以呢，这个动力，前进的动力越大。
So I guess what I'm saying is, don't be afraid of resistance. Just press on.
我想跟你说的是呢，要继续前进，不要担心呢这个阻力。
And so when difficulties do come, don't shrink back, lean into them.
当困难来的时候呢，不要退缩。
And those difficulties will come if you want to share Christ with your friends.
如果你想跟你的朋友分享耶稣的时候呢，有一点是，就是确定的，肯定会遇到困难。
I know you know all of this.
我知道这些对你来说，你已经听得很多了。
As a matter of fact, the Lord and I had a discussion as we were preparing this sermon.
在我准备这个讲道的时候，实际上我也在跟神这个讨论。
And I was saying, Lord, they already know this.
我跟神说，他们都已经知道这些了。
Why are we repeating it? And he just said, do what you're told. I think I need this as much as anyone else. Matter of fact, I'm certain of it. He says we're to work his works with his power. And that's what we're going to see today in Ephesians chapter 1.
那么我们来看一下呢，这个《以弗所书》第一章。
If we are the light of, or since we are the light of the world, we should act a certain way.
既然我们是世上的光，那么我们做事呢，就按照一定的方式来行。
In our student ministries, we have been working on chapter 1 for a couple of months now.
那么在青少年施工当中，我们学第一章已经学了很久了。
And the scriptures say in verses 18 and 19, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you will know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe.
那么以弗所书一章十八节说，并且让我们心中眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣父中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等大。So
think of it three ways here. The first is the hope of his calling is what happened in the past.
那么我们可以呢，从三个方面来思想这节经文。那么首先呢，就是这个希望，我们的指望有多大？那么这个呢，指的是过去的事情。The
riches of the glory of his inheritance will be our future.
那么这个基业的丰盛的荣耀呢，讲将来。
And presently, we are receiving the surpassing greatness of his power.
那么现在呢，我们收到的是他浩大的能力。
The amazing thing is, all three of those are actually at work right now.
让我们很吃惊的一点呢，就是说，这三件事实际上是同时在运行，在工作。
I think that is a piece that is missing for Christians.
但是我们基督徒呢，常常意识不到这一点。
And so I'd like to illustrate the surpassing greatness of his power.
所以我想跟大家现在呢，讲述一下他的这个浩大的能力。
My older sister Kim was quite an athlete.
我姐姐 Kim呢，她是一个运动型的人。
She was a couple years older than me.
她比我大2岁。
And she was strong as a bull.
她简直像这个公牛一样壮。
I know human beings can fly.
我知道人是不能飞的。
Being her younger brother with a sassy mouth, I found that out regularly.
因为我爱讲话，我知道弟弟，我经常提醒他这一点。
She had not gone out for track or sports or anything in high school, cross country track, things like that. But a friend of hers invited her to go out her senior year.
其实在高中时候或初中时候呢，他并没有参加田径队，但是到高四最后，就高四最后年的时候，他朋友呢请他去参加。
Her friend was our conference champion at the shot put, where you throw the giant metal ball.
就是他的这个朋友其实是一冠军，就是扔铁球的这种冠军。
So she invited my sister to be a shot putter.
所以呢，她请我的姐姐一起呢去试一下。
On her first throw ever, she broke the skyline record.
结果她第一次扔就打破了记录。
I feel like I had a personal part in that.
我觉得我跟这个好像有份。
So when we think of the surpassing greatness of his power, that's the illustration. There's a mark here, and God's power is so far beyond that, it's immeasurable.
那么我就是通过这个呢，展示一下什么叫这个浩大的能力。那么神的能力呢，就是也是类似这样的。那我们这里呢有一个设立一个目标，但是神的这个能力呢是远远超乎这个目标。
At another time, I'll go into depth, but there are four words for power in this power-packed little verse.
那么在后面时间呢，我可能再深度的讲这个能力的话题。不过这里呢有四个词来描述能力这个词。
What I want us to realize today, though, is that that power is fully accessible.
我想让大家今天知道的就是说，这种能力呢，我们现在今天同样可以有渠道拿到。
And it's the kind of power that doesn't just heal a man born blind or raise the dead or hold the universe in its existence. It's way beyond that.
我想跟大家说明呢，这种能力它不只是一种让瞎子得治愈，让死人复活，让这个宇宙能够运行的这么一种能力。
I just want you to understand the words that the Apostle Paul uses here to describe how powerful God is really beyond expression. He can't even, there are no words to describe how great this power is.
我想大家意识到这个使徒保罗在这里在讲神的这个能力的时候，他是想让我们强调，跟我们强调一点，就是神的这个能力是超乎言语可以描述的。
Another way I thought of it is, imagine a gladiator back in the days of the gladiators, with the big swords and the shields, and they fight like this, the gladiators in the arena.
另外呢，另外一种方式，我可能想通过这个方式呢，来更好的跟大家解释一下，就是以前在田径场，在竞技场上，那些斗士们用这个枪啊、矛啊来打架打斗。
And the world champion and all of the champions from all over the planet are together in the gladiator arena together, ready to fight a new champion.
那么想象一下，世界各地的这冠军都来在了，都在一起，在这个竞技场上来看看呢，谁是世界最新的冠军。
So they're all standing there waiting to take on the greatest champion ever.
那么他们都站在那儿，想进行这个挑战。And
we're talking massive beings.
我们这里谈的是很多很多的很强有力的人。And
then the horns sound.
然后呢，号角就吹响了。I
could do better than that, but that was all I had right then.
当然，我平时这个模仿声音模仿的不错，但是今天就这种状况。
And suddenly they hear a noise and a thundering movement like the earth is starting to quake. And they look above the outside of the arena and there is a giant out there. And as the giant gets closer, they realize, uh-oh. And instead of the giant fighting them, he's so gigantic, he flips the entire arena over with just a flick of his wrist. The power God is talking about is beyond measure. Beyond measure. The students were looking at Ephesians chapter 1 on Friday night. This is verses 22 and 23. And speaking of God, he put all things in subjection under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
那么这里讲的上帝说，就像万有都在他的脚下，使他成为教会受万有之首，教会就像身体，使他充满万有者的充满的。So
in context, he's saying the fullness of God Himself fills the body of Christ, and Jesus is the head of that body.
那么这里呢，就是说，上帝呢，把他的能力充满了基督，而基督呢，又是教会的元首。
So obviously the church has a power that may be unrealized.
换句话说呢，教会其实有一种能力，那么教会有时候自身可能并没有意识到。There
are beautiful stories in this congregation of amazing healings that have taken place.
那么在我们本教会当中，我们也听到一些很好的这个事情，就是说有的人呢得到医治。Wonderful
stories of families and the struggles and then the peace and the healing that takes place there.
以及呢，一些家庭本来呢有很多的挣扎，但是呢，借着神的大能，他们呢重新和好，得到了平安。
There are countless stories that you have where God helped you through these difficulties that were seemed insurmountable or unachievable.
您大家加起来肯定有无数的故事，就是神如何的借着他的能力帮你克服了无法克服的障碍。
And you felt like God brought you through and brought you clearly through onto the other side.
那么你清楚地感觉到是神借着他的大能把你带到了对岸。
What I began to realize is that we can act as Christians without even realizing the surpassing power of God is wanting to do so much more.
我开始意识到这个问题，就是说呢，我们可能是基督徒，但是却没有意识到神在我们身上的这个权力、这个能力，可以让我们做更多的事情。
So that's that fullness I'm talking about that is beyond our own capacity, even on our very, very, very best day.
那么这就是呢我们所讲的这种充满我们的能力，它这种能力有多么浩大，即使在我们身强力壮的日子也是完全抵不过的。
I tried to capture this in a little paragraph here. So it says, believers, the church, the body of Christ,possess a fullness of power that is not only potential, God's power is available to fulfill its divine purpose, to glorify God and empower those who trust Him.
那我试图呢用这段话来总结一下神的这个能力。那么我们众信徒、无教会，也就是基督的身体，那么我们持有这种能力，而这种能力呢，不只是一种显现的能力，我们可以有渠道来动用。这种能力来实现神神圣的目的，来荣耀神，并且呢，这种能力可以装备我们所有信靠他的人。
And Christianity that just behaves itself and is polite is fine.
那么基督教呢，不只是有这种温和的外形，不只是这样，当然这样本身没错。
But we are the light of the world.In Christ, we should be shining in a magnificent way.
但是呢，不只是这样，我们还是世界上光，我们就应该像耶稣那样明光照耀。
Now that may seem like you have a lot of pressure on your shoulders, but I want to take the pressure off right now too.
现在你是不是感觉很有压力呢？我把这个压力呢帮你们减掉一些。
As a matter of fact, I'm not saying that you should do this.
当然，我并不是说你应该这么做。
What I am saying is that we should allow Christ to produce this through us.
不是说靠你自己，我们应该允许神在我们身上做这些。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 5, verses 7 through 11.
让我们来一起看以弗所书五章。
Therefore, do not be partakers with them, for you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light.For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth.
Which verse?
Ephesians 5, 7 through 11.
Okay. Thank you. 所以你们不要与他们同伙，从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的子女。
Trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord, and do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead,Even expose them.
用光明行事的格局呢，就是一切良善、公义、诚实、只要察言和为主所喜悦的事情。那暗昧无益的事，不要与人同行，倒要责备行这事的人。
I can only imagine what the disciples felt like when this man born blind in John chapter 9 is before them.
我可以想象当时呢，这个在约翰九章中提到这个盲人得医治的时候，信徒想些什么。
They had seen Jesus do some miraculous things, but this was going to blow the lid off everything.
他们以前呢看到耶稣行过很多神迹，但这件事呢，就让他们真是大开眼界。
Their question actually was about the here and now, not something that was going to glorify God.
他们的问题呢，缠绕的不过是当时情况下的一些问题，而不是想着说怎么样荣耀神。
They believe that maybe this man or his parents had done something wrong and that's why he was born blind. Jesus says, no, this is for the glory of God. And God revealed himself through what Jesus did right there. So, everybody got a lesson in that moment in time. As many of you have, when you have prayed and asked for God to do something miraculous, and then you say, like I do, I can't believe God did that.
然后呢，你会跟我一样说，简直无法相信，神真的那么做了。
And then I guess we do believe, we don't believe, and then we believe more.
所以我们都有这么一个情节，我们有时候相信，有时候呢好像不相信。然后呢，经过这种挣扎之后呢，我们就更相信了。
So that's kind of the eyes of faith. Let's look at these things here.
这里就是我所说的这个信心的眼睛。
This list is something I compiled to help us understand what's going on. The eyes of faith seek the Lord. The eyes of faith also look to heal where they can. The eyes of faith seek what is pure. The eyes of faith look away from temptation.
避开诱惑。
The eyes of faith seek God's solutions.
那么心灵眼睛呢，寻找神那里的解决办法。
The eyes of faith look for God's way out.
那么从神那里来找出路。
And the eyes of faith seek His strength and power.
信心的眼睛在神那里寻找能力。
And we talked about that immeasurable power in Ephesians chapter 1.
那么在以弗所一书中，我们谈到了那个无法描述的超越一切的能力。
Chapter 1, verses 18 and 19, that surpassing greatness of His power.
那么在以弗所书一章十八节十九节当中，讲到呢这个浩大的神浩大的能力。
And I want to close with this thought from Galatians chapter 5. In all of these epistles, Paul is helping the Christian to grow in the spiritual life. And as I thought of that list of the eyes of faith, I thought of the verse in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22.
那么在我写这个单词的时候，就是信心的眼睛，在准备这个单词的时候呢，我想到了加拉太书。
This has to do with the fruit of the Spirit, God's Spirit working in the heart of the believer.
那么这里呢，就讲的这个圣灵的果实，圣灵在信徒当中会结什么样的果实呢？
And we talk and say that when the Spirit is in the believer, there should be fruit, there should be evidence that the Spirit is at work there. And so I've been trying to apply this part of verse 22, the word self-control, instead of me controlling myself, saying, Spirit of God, would you control me?
因为我一直呢在实践这个五章二十二节所讲的这个控制，我跟主说，尤其是呢我自己是不控制自己，那么神，你能用圣灵来控制我。
So when you look at the list of the eyes of faith, and then plug in that aspect that it's not me doing these things, but me depending on God the Holy Spirit to do these things, it changes your perspective.
所以我们再回到信心的眼睛，就是说呢，我们不是借着我们自己来控制自己，而是借着神的大能来让我们做出改变。
Certainly, there are times when you will seek the Lord, and it's a little fuzzy.
那当然，有的时候呢，你寻求神的意志，神的这个对你的指示，但是呢，却看不清楚。
In that moment, we should say, Lord, would you clarify what's going on? I want to seek you more and press into God. I think you can see where I'm going. If you take each of these then and apply it that way, if you want to see God heal or work or move or speak to your spouse or your kids or your boss or whoever, maybe your pastor, you just press into God and say, Lord, help me here, work through me here.
那么同样的，这也是你临时生活的其他的方面，你可以跟神求，迫切的跟神求，那么让主呢通过你来做工，也让主呢跟你的孩子讲话，跟你的配偶讲话，或者是你的老板，甚至是你的牧师。
In closing, we are taking the high schoolers, some of the high schoolers, up to Redmond in a few minutes.
好，准备一下呢，过几分钟我就会带青少年们来到Redmond。And
we've been praying that the eyes of their hearts would be enlightened, that they might know God more.
我们一直祷告，他们祷告，这就是求神呢，打开他们心灵的眼睛，以便他们更好的认识神。And
I'll be honest, I didn't think we would get a handful of kids to go.
说实话，之前呢，我认为可能没几个孩子会去。
We didn't promise them ice cream or food. Chick-fil-A is closed on Sunday. But we've got 20 of us going up there, and we're real excited about that. Because we believe that God is moving and working in the lives of our students. That I am certain of. So would you pray with me? Lord, all of us need to draw close to you. We are the light of the world, and we want you to shine brighter through us. Please remind us this week as we come up against different things that there is surpassing great power available from you to work through all situations. And that great power is beyond the capacity of the enemy of our souls. The evil powers are simply crushed by your presence, Lord. They are a defeated foe because of the cross of Jesus Christ. I pray this afternoon as we see this evangelistic crusade that we would see the power of God at work in the hearts and minds of the students their age. And that you would work in our hearts as parents and leaders as well. We pray for a flood, that you would flood our hearts and lives with the presence and power of Jesus. And we would return renewed to be about your work. Thank you so much for the faithful families and the faithful life of this church. They are truly our beloved brethren and sisters. And we thank you, Jesus, in your name we pray.
谢谢主耶稣，奉你的名祷告。